President Biden is in Poland today, about 60 miles from the border with Ukraine. Now, more than 2 million Ukrainian refugees have fled to Poland since the Russian invasion began 1 month ago. This comes as Biden announces a new plan to deliver more natural gas to Europe from the U.S. and other parts of the world to help wean the continent off Russian energy and deprive Russian energy companies of revenue. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith is in Warsaw, Poland, and she joins us now. Hi, Tam.
Hi there.
The president landed this morning in Poland. Where is he and what is he seeing?
Yeah, so he is in Rzeszów. It is a town not far from the border with Ukraine. It is a town that has served as, you know, a place where a lot of people fleeing Ukraine have come through there. And the 82nd Airborne Division is stationed there, aiding with the effort to send aid to Ukraine. The president met with troops. He stopped by a makeshift barbershop. One of the soldiers suggested that he could finish his haircut for him. The president suggested that would be a very bad idea. Then the president went to a cafeteria where he sat down and ate pizza with the troops. According to colleagues who were there, it was jalapeno and pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, sure. Now, this city is very close to the border with Ukraine. Why did he stop there, so close to the line?
Right. He is there to send a message. It is a message to Putin that the United States stands with Poland and that the United States stands behind Article 5 of the NATO treaty. That is the mutual defense section of it, where if one ally is attacked, all of them will respond. And so he is going to this place that is, it's about deterrence. It is having these troops here, having the president of the United States there, sends a message that the U.S. is standing by allies on the edge, truly on the edge of this conflict.
Now, one of the president's goals this week is to show that the allies are united against Russia. And a big part of that effort has been economic sanctions. Are they working?
Right. So President Biden was pressed on this because what is the definition of working? If it was supposed to be a deterrent, it hasn't been. Obviously, this war has been going on for a month now. If the idea is to inflict pain on Russia, that is absolutely happening. Economic pain is happening. But President Biden said that sanctions are not one like a short-term thing. Sanctions are a part of a long game. And a big part of why President Biden is on this trip, according to both the president and his national security advisor, is to keep the allies strong, that early on in a conflict, there's plenty of momentum. But as this drags on into months and months, and as these sanctions inflict economic pain on Europeans as well, the president felt the need to keep this alliance strong. And part of that is sort of the care and tending and boosting and conversations that have been happening in the last couple of days.
Okay. And very quickly, Tam, the president is going to Warsaw tomorrow. What will happen there?
Yeah, he is having a bilateral meeting with President Duda. He is also visiting a center that is taking in refugees, getting them set up to figure out, you know, their new lives, at least their temporary new lives. And he will be meeting with people providing humanitarian assistance as well. Just as I was walking around Warsaw, I saw tents set up to help people who have fled Ukraine. It is a visible presence here in Warsaw.
NPR's Tamara Keith in Warsaw, Poland. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.